James, thanks so much. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I knew that we had to get you back. We talked briefly yesterday about the information that you made available, just to call helpful facts about Michigan's public sector. For our new listeners, talk about this information that you've made available to the public.
As you said before, you can't really have good, meaningful fiscal reform in Michigan without looking at public sector wages and benefits. And so we went out and showed kind of the trends between what's been happening in public sector employment in Michigan for the last decade, how they're compensated, wages, benefits, kind of trends in that one. And education is the biggest factor in spending in Michigan. We took a special look at teachers, which represent the plurality of public sector employees in Michigan, and we kind of looked at the value we're getting for our money from that one. I mean, teachers, and we found that teachers are in Michigan. When you look at our per capita personal income, our teachers are making way above that, and way above what every other teacher in the rest of the country is making compared to their own state standard of living.
When we talk about compensation and perks and bennies for those teachers, we constantly hear from the other side is that they're making a lot more and costing us a lot more money. From their perspective, they've earned these rights. I think if I look at all the information out there, the teachers in the state of Michigan have had it pretty good, especially for those districts where they don't have to pay into their benefits packages. When you compare that to the private sector, the teachers have had it pretty good, and they want to keep that, but it looks like that's going to change.
Yeah, and that is probably going to change. There are some bills that are introduced that are going to essentially make all districts start at having teachers share 20% of their health insurance premiums, which will do a couple things. I mean, it'll save districts a whole lot of money, but it'll also get teachers to pay attention to how much those benefits are costing. I mean, with only a few exceptions, most people have no clue what the taxpayers are spending to support their benefits. I get angry calls from a correctional officer telling me that it was you really shouldn't look at his compensation. The real money's elsewhere in the corrections department. And I asked him, how much do you think the state is setting aside for these benefits? And he thought it was like $4,000 or $5,000, and it was really upwards of $10,000.
When you look at, according to the information that's available at Mackinac.org, when you look at health insurance, for example, as you mentioned, many teachers, 300 Michigan school districts pay nothing when it comes to the cost of their own insurance premiums. And when I measure that up for jobs in a private sector, I know it's nowhere near that if you look at the average.
I actually don't have some good numbers on the private sector employee payroll costs, other than the average contributions, about 20%.
And as you mentioned, when you look at compensation, Michigan's eighth in America. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. I mean, the question that I have is, are we getting appropriate value for being, or do we have the eighth best teachers because we have the eighth best salary, or even better than that? Which is something that is a tough question to answer in the state of Michigan. I mean, largely because most teacher salaries are set exclusively by how long they've been there and what degrees they hold, instead of trying to understand the value that they bring to the classroom.
Is that something you can make an intelligent comment on for the monies that they receive for all the perks and bennies? Are we getting that value? Are we teaching our kids? Are we preparing them for college? Can you make that assessment yet?
Well, when you look at Michigan's educational performance, we're certainly not the best. We're certainly not the worst in the country. But there is a very strong case to be made for merit pay. I mean, that's one of the reasons why even the Obama administration was trying to encourage states to get towards that with the stimulus money, that whole race to the top. One of the things that they were trying to get districts to do was to install some merit pay. So, I mean, this is something that there's pretty broad consensus on, but it's very tough to negotiate.
When we talk about education, one of my family's good friends is a teacher. As a matter of fact, her husband works for the state, too. And I just get a sense from them that they feel that they're getting picked on. For example, the teacher, and I know this because I see her grading papers constantly at her kids' games. I coach her kid's son. She's constantly working on. I see her staying after school is closed many times. They feel for what they put back in, for the dollars that they put in, that the compensation is fair. Can you address that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm generally trying to look at the benefit side of the equation. And how do you know if you're fairly compensated when you don't know what they're paying in those benefits? I mean, the state's setting aside 25 cents on the dollar for every dollar they're paying you in salary to fund the pension system, whereas the average private sector is only around 5 to 7%. They are trying to fix that, at least in Lansing. But until you make that compensation transparent to workers, to understand the real issues that are being faced here, it's very tough to say whether you're paid or paid fairly or not.
Well, I think what we're learning, it isn't the fact that these folks are getting picked on when we talk about people who work for state government and teachers, but when you look at that for the Michigan Civil Service, there are more than 50,000 people employed. Local public education, more than 175,000. Total state and local, more than 411,000. University and community college, more than 60,000. When you look at local government, more than 124,000. There's a lot of folks, and cuts need to be made, and these folks are going to see some of those cuts.
Yeah. And just to clarify, that total state and local is including the university, community college, and local government, too.
All right.
But yeah, I mean that's exactly it. Is that teachers really should expect that their salaries are going to come on, or their compensation is going to come under the microscope, because they're the biggest expense in the state. And so if there are problems with that one, it's going to have huge fiscal consequences there. So it's not really an attack on teachers. It's, you know, looking at the data. I mean, the response that it's an attack on teachers is really just an attack on, you know, fact-based management.
James Holman is fiscal policy analyst for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thanks so much, James.
Thanks for having me on.